red sky. The stars had faded to the morning's red sky as I approached the house. I guess I should have paid more attention, heeding the warning glaring on the distant clouds, but no, I was too focused on my plan. I'd returned home from my journey 2 days early for this, as if I was going to win some prize. Yeah, some hollow victory it would turn out to be. I didn't even notice a strange car in my driveway as I crossed the front lawn and quietly slipped inside the house. I tiptoed through the living room and down the hall, hearing the sounds of heavy breathing with considerable groaning. From the hall, I could see the clothes piled at the foot of the bed, two pairs of men's shoes alongside my wife's black heels. Leaning against the wall to steady myself, I took a deep breath and considered what to do. This is where my plan kind of fell apart. I was so meticulous in arranging airline flights and a taxi ride home, I didn't really think through what would happen when I walked in on it all. I guess I was really hoping she'd be home alone waiting for me. Instead, it was much more than I could have imagined. Two men. I came home to find two men in bed with her. Slowly, I crept closer to the bedroom, noticing the dark velvet bedspread tossed carelessly on the floor beside the clothing. I still couldn't see the bed, but from the sounds I heard, I knew I had caught the group red-handed. I considered barging in, picturing myself blindsiding at least one of the men, hopefully knocking him senseless enough to take care of the other. Wait, the closet. I could grab a tennis racket. Damn, that would work. Really mess up both guys up swinging the racket. But no, something else took hold of me. I had to know. Had to know what she was doing, how she could do it. I had to see her, her face. I had to see if she enjoyed it, if it was like when she was with me, or was it more? I silently stepped into the doorway and looked in. My wife was on her back with her legs spread wide as one man worked his cock in and out of her. His ass flexed with each thrust as his balls slapped down on her ass. I could see her breasts slosh up and down as her body recoiled and then returned to him in their rhythmic movement. All the while she was getting thoroughly fucked, she worked her hands over the balls and shaft of the other guy as her cheeks sucked inward with the suction she applied to the head of his cock. She worked him like I've never seen her do in our 20 years of marriage. Suddenly, my attention was drawn back to the man fucking her as he moaned loudly, crying out, "Oh yeah, baby, here I come." He arched his back and shoved deep into her. I could see his balls tighten and loosen with each spurt into her. After a moment or two, he finished and moved over alongside of her as his friend quickly slipped his cock from her mouth and moved between her legs. I watched his cock slip easily into her and then saw as he quickly picked up the rhythm, his axe flexing and his balls bouncing much like the first man. This time was a bit different for my wife. No longer needing to concentrate on sucking a cock, she concentrated on getting fucked. Her body moved with him, her ass lifting from the bed as she met his every thrust with a shove of her wide-open pussy onto his cock. The other man reached down and began diddling her clit as she moved fast and faster, moaning loudly. Finally, she cried out, "Oh yes, that's it, that's it." Her body went limp as the men continued crashing into her. After a few moments, he moaned loudly and pushed hard into her and then collapsed on top of her. That was when my wife finally noticed me as she peeked between the two naked bodies. I started to move toward the bed, but she pushed the men from on top of her and leapt up. "No, Mike, don't," she shouted as she grabbed me, embracing me while pushing me back against the wall. "Please, please let me explain," she continued, as the man quickly grabbed their clothes and rushed out of the bedroom, the second one closing the door behind him. "Mike, Mike, you've got to understand, this meant nothing. They mean nothing to me." "Nothing? That didn't look like nothing. Two of them, what the hell? Don't you get it? That should show you it means nothing." "What should?" "That there were two. If it was just one man, you might be jealous. I might have gotten attached. But with two, it was just the sex. Don't you get it?" "You're saying..." "I'm saying I love you. Only you. And the fact that I was with two guys should prove that to you." "You mean being with two guys means you love me?" "Yes. It means with them it was only sex. But with you... just you, it's love. I'm sure you understand." "So you're saying that being with the two of them, doing all that..." "Yes. If it was just one man, you might be jealous, but not two. I know you understand. I know you do. You're too much of a man not to." "But..." She held her fingers to my lips and said, You do get it. I know you do. And look, she continued, reaching down and grasping me, you're hard. You're enjoyed watching me. Kneeling in front of me, she said, shh, shh, let me show you what love is. She unzipped my pants and pulled out my cock and slipped her mouth over it. It was slow and so tender and loving as she sucked me, teasing my balls while stroking my shaft. I leaned back against the sink as she continued gazing at me with such deep devotion. After a few minutes, she moved her mouth off of me, took my hand, and led me into the bedroom. She undressed me then, and after I climbed into bed, she climbed on top of me, took hold of my cock, and guided it into her pussy. My cock slid easily into her wet opening as she lowered herself onto me. She leaned over and gently kissed my face all over as she moved her body, sliding her pussy up and down my cock. It was so slow, so loving and tender. Her hands moved over my chest and toyed with my nipples as she moved on me, squeezing herself inside, tightening her wet, soft pussy over me. It felt so good as I felt the pleasure build inside me, and then as she took me so deep into her body, I came, spurting my cum into her again and again. We spent the rest of the morning in bed together, gently kissing and caressing each other, reminding ourselves of what love really is. It was so beautifully satisfying that it was difficult to slip out of bed after she drifted off to sleep. Yes, she must have been tired. I quietly dressed in the dark, even though it was almost noon. It was dark as night with the storm outside. When I finished getting dressed, I stood in the bedroom door and looked at my wife, so beautifully naked on her bed. This is true love, I thought to myself. What a wonderful thought, true love. Yes, it was such a beautiful thought, I had to stop my car and look back. The red sky proclaimed my love as the house burned in the distance.